I came in this morning and came in and did a trial run and a little sneak preview and had a great time doing it, and always hoping that people enjoy the music if they're up in the morning. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And the title of the program is Easy on a Wednesday Morning. So tell us, you know, what kind of programming are you going to have?
You know, I'm sort of a garbage can of musical tastes, but I really like to start the day sort of in an easy manner. And we have been listening to jazz in the morning, which has been nice. But I'd like to throw in a little different musical genres there, a little singer-songwriter, a little country, maybe even a little blues. I find that even a little blues makes me happy.
In the morning.
In the morning, right.
At night, maybe not.
right.
So where did the idea for the show come from?
The idea for the show came from the reason I got the courage up to come in and be a volunteer at KRFY was I used to watch a television show called Northern Exposure, and they had a young guy who was not that I'm young anymore, but a young guy that was a DJ. Broadcasting out of a little trailer up in Alaska, and his name was Chris. And when I used to watch the show, I always wanted to be Chris, and he did a morning show. And so that's where the original idea...
And lo and behold, was it 20 years later? Or
more like 35, but...
you have your own morning show coming on Wednesday mornings, starting every morning, every Wednesday at 5 a.m. Wow, that is ambitious.
It's the fifth.
April 5th.
So one of the things I wanted to say is, you know, our KRFY broadcasters are a team of broadcasters that have become trained. And I just want to throw out to our listeners right now that we have another training coming up. How helpful was the training, Bernie, to get to the point where you felt like you could do your own show?
Oh, gosh. The training was very important, you know, both on a technological level and also understanding the, you know, what KRFY is all about. And it took me a little bit to get comfortable, especially in the broadcast room here. And it was just pretty much practice, and pay attention to what I was taught as a broadcaster and as a volunteer.
Well, we have another training coming up, and so if anyone is interested who's listening out there right now, it will be April 19th and April 26th. So the first one is for all volunteers. It's an orientation, and the second one is really specifically about broadcasting. And then if you continue and you want to actually become a broadcaster here, then you go into a mentoring program. So if you're interested, give us a call at 265-2992, and we can set you up on that roster to participate.
Sure. Or you can connect with us through our website, which is krfy.org. And one of the things during the training as a broadcaster that's going to be playing a lot of music that you learn is that we don't let any music go on the air that isn't previously vetted by KRFY broadcasters. They've listened to the music in advance. Mm-hmm. And why is that, Susie?
Well, because we want the best music out there to go on the air. And we also want to have, I guess, what you would call appropriate music.
Yes. So we want to maintain a standard and make sure that there isn't foul language or objectionable material in the music
content,
because it is a community radio station. That's important to us.
It really is important to us.
Indeed. Yeah. You know, yeah.
So give us a little rundown of some of the songs that you might be playing. Like, you've mentioned some of the artists that are you always looking for new material too?
Yes, definitely looking for new material. And, you know, I find a lot of it right here at KRFY. You know, I also listen to Pandora, and then there's iTunes and things like that. Yeah. In fact, I was just reading an article in the new Rolling Stone about the new protest singers, you know. And so I'm always looking for new stuff. And this morning I played some of my own that wasn't in the library here at KRFY, a couple tunes. And one of them was a singer-songwriter by the name of Cheryl Wheeler. And it was a song that had something to do with farming. And then there was a,
gotta have at least one of those in every show.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, and you gotta get a little stuff on your boots. You know, mm-hmm. So a little bit about farming, and then I played a song by John Gorka, who is another singer songwriter, mm-hmm. and it was mixed with blues and some jazz. And
I went back in the library and looked at all the songs that you played this morning just to see if you actually did it. And yeah, I could see it. It kind of flowed through the morning. And for those early people, they're going to get a treat.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope they enjoy it. Yeah.
So, Susie, how big is our library now?
Well, it's almost to 90,000 songs. Not all of those songs have been genred into
vetted
yeah. into mm-hmm. a category or just given the okay to play. Mm-hmm. But they're there for a broadcaster to look at, to search for. I was just looking through a bunch of the Beatles songs, and maybe about a fourth of them are vetted because someone just hasn't done that yet or put it into a category mm-hmm. that we could then say, well, we can play that song for mm-hmm. sure. Mm-hmm. A lot of the older songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s are pretty clean. You can pretty much be guaranteed that they're appropriate for mm-hmm. KRFY and our family
and then
oriented.
In the 70s things went to heck. We should mention as well that if any of our listeners have music they like, they can bring in their mm-hmm. CD or they can get it to us and we can add it to our library and it can be played over the air. And that's through an arrangement we have with a company that provides licensing, right?
Right. That's ASCAP and BMI. Those are two licensing organizations that are national. And we pay a fee every year to both of them. It's about $1,500 a year to be able to play those songs that are anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's just open
source. So if the artist experiences mm-hmm. some revenue when mm-hmm. their songs get played over the air, which, of course, is only fair to mm-hmm. the artist. But I'd like to encourage folks that have really nice music that they like. We don't necessarily have it in our libraries, and you could bring it in and mm-hmm. add it to the KRFY library.
Just so you know, I had a call on the phone this morning when I checked the messages from a fellow in, I think, Nashville, and he has a song that he wants us to play. I'm sure he was calling all the community radio stations. It's kind of a protest song, but... And he gave me the link, and he said, it's free. Listen to it. If you like it, play it on your station. Mm-hmm. Musicians want their music played no matter what, because mm-hmm. they're not always making the music to make money. They're really making the music because they have to, mm-hmm. because that's what musicians
that's
do.
That's their passion.
Their passion. Yeah. And they love it when their music's played and shared, because mm-hmm. then you just... You know, you can get inspired.
I'm just curious. Did you listen to that song yet?
I haven't had a chance. Okay. I just picked it up, and I'm really curious. Yeah. In fact, maybe we'll let Bernie vet it for
sure.
his show.
That's right. I'd be happy to.
Yeah. Because I might not have time myself.
So I have a question. I like to listen to all types of music, but I'm not an audiophile whatsoever. How do we decide what is good quality, aside from just being acceptable? Is there a standard that the radio station can apply to say, okay, that's acceptable and it's a good song?
Mm-hmm. Well, some of it's left up to the individual DJs that come in at either they have their own show or they DJ autos during the day. And you can leave that up to them a little bit because they are music people and they like to kind of find those special songs. Mm-hmm. But also, we tend to not play top 40 music. There is probably some really, you know me and Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty top 40. But I guess it's evident people have their tastes. You know, we have Jason Munsky on Thursday night doing Americana Backroads. Anyone who listens to that show just says, what great music. Where did he find all that music? Something different, something new, something good. You know, people who become DJs usually are into the music mm-hmm. and have pretty good taste. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty
so
happy.
Bernie, it's all on you to make sure you enforce that high level of quality that we want in our music.
Well, I don't know about that. You know, I like to share the music that affects me in certain ways, you know, and sometimes it makes me happy and sometimes it helps me to be sad. Sometimes it helps me to be centered, mm-hmm. you know, and sometimes it touches me in all those ways and I dance in the kitchen, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so it's... And, you know, the cool thing about KRFY is all the different music programming that we have. Mm-hmm. You know, I love Jason's Americana Backroads and Jackie Henry with songs, voices, poets.
Yeah, that's really good. She puts poetry together with song, and it's just great.
Just linking. Fantastic, mm-hmm. you know. And Sunday Morning, I just love Sunday Mornings.
A lot of people like that show.
You know, and there's a little bit for everybody mm-hmm. to listen into.
One of the good things is KRFY is gaining listenership. A survey that was conducted by The Reader and Keoki, or Sandpoint Online, showed that KRFY is the most listened to radio station in our area, single station. At this point in time, we moved up from number 3 to number 1. So something we're doing right. And we have also really great news shows that come from out of the area. And we have the KRFY Morning Show, which is local focused interest.
Right. And that really brings a lot to the community. You know, one of the reasons that that I love being a volunteer besides the music here is just being part of the community. Mm-hmm. You know, years ago, living in the San Francisco Bay Area, there was KPFA, which is the original Pacifica station, and always was a supporter. And it's just we're so lucky here in North Idaho to have KRFY.
And even the songs that aren't generated locally or the programs aren't generated locally, we have some really strong programming aside from that. I was listening to Risky Biscuit, Hayseed Hoot, on Saturday, and they had a bunch of, I don't know if you heard that, they had a bunch of songs on fishing, and I thought, this is great.
They did. Yeah. They did. Get that big old bass.
Yeah, you know? They had some really great fishing songs I'd never heard before, and I thought, that's perfect for North Idaho.
Indeed.
Especially coming into spring, you know. So we have a lot of other programming that, like the morning show. We do have the morning news show as well, with Ann Goodman and Democracy Now!, Amy Goodman. And if people want to check us out and see what our schedule is every day of the week, you can go to KRFY.org and click on the schedule link and get an idea what our total spectrum of broadcasting is.
Yeah, and it's ever expanding. We have a new show coming up on Wednesday, April 5th. And it's at 5 in the morning to 6:30. It's called
An Easy Wednesday Morning.
There you go. And I think with the training that's coming up, I'll throw that out there again. We do this about every 3 months. So if you're thinking of what you want to become a broadcaster here at KRFY or just want to volunteer at our very own community radio station, give us a call, 265-2992.
Yeah. Or check us out online again, krfy.org. And I'll throw out another mention. We do have as well podcasts, which are have some really great content in them. And our podcast collection now of the morning show itself goes back over 2 years. We also have podcasts of the Between the Notes and local music.
Yeah, I just want to throw out that I don't know if you put those up on the website yet, Chris, but I recently interviewed Mike Wagner, who's a local singer-songwriter, and then Anna Tivel out of Portland. And both those interviews were some of the best I've ever done. I just love both of them. They have great music. And this is original singer-songwriters. So they sat here with their guitars and played music live in the studio.
Yeah.
And it's worth listening to.
And those are on the website.
Oh, thank you, Chris.
How cool.
Careful.org and click on the podcast link. You can catch both of those.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's good to listen to. Why do people write music? That's what that show's all about, singer-songwriters and their songwriting journey, so to speak. And what else do we have?
Hosted by our very own Susie Prez.
Right. That's right. I used to call it Live and Local, Between the Notes. It's all the same. It's really about what's going on. And, you know, you asked Chris, what makes KRFY music different? I think everyone who comes here and is a disc jockey or, you know, plays music, has their own show about music, they love music, you know. We're all out there. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people like music. Some are just listeners, but some want to get into it even more. So it's an opportunity to participate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a musical talent, don't we?
I don't, but I love to share the talent that I hear.
Yeah, my musicianship is very, very slight, I'll say that. Mm-hmm. But I sure like to listen to good music, that's for sure.
That's right.
So
that's right.
Well, we want to thank you, Bernie, for coming in, and we'll be listening at 5 o'clock next Wednesday morning.
Oh, thanks, Susie.
I'm going to put it on and go back to sleep.
You know, I always have a smile on my face when I'm in here. And so thanks for having me in today. I'm looking forward to the show. And, you know, if you are a volunteer or thinking about volunteering, I have so much fun here. Mm-hmm. And it's such a good thing. So give us a call, 265-2992.
That's right. That's the other thing. I see people in here just DJing autos. And you think, well, all they do is say what the name of the song is and maybe a little bit of the weather.
Well, we should tell them what autos is in case our listeners
during the day from 9 to 5 every day, we have what we call Autos Eclectic Mix. And it's typically an automated music system that's special music that's not top 40 stuff, a very eclectic mix of music. You'll hear Benny
Goodman.
It pulls
this music out of our library. Uh-huh,
pulls it out from, I think we have... Oh, gee, I don't know how many songs in autos alone, but
thousands.
Thousands. Mm. It pulls from anywhere from Sarah Vaughan to...
Oh, gosh, Benny Goodman. Uh-huh. You name it, it's there.
And even new stuff that's just come out, like Amy Winehouse or newer stuff.
Bruno Mars.
And you can set it to a certain sort of genre, so it'll pick music along that way. It's a very smart system. That's why our music is so good. We get a lot of compliments on the music. But the neat thing is we're getting more volunteers that want to come in and be a live DJ during those autos broadcasts. And that gives them an opportunity to throw in little bits of information about the songs that have been played, things that are going on around town. It really makes our community radio station a community radio station.
And they love it. That's all I can say for sure. Well, I think it's time to say goodbye. We certainly hope that everyone who's been listening to the KRFY Morning Show on this morning with Susie Prez and Chris Bessler had a great time. You can always go to our website and listen to it again or have your friends listen.
And we have morning shows on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday each week at 8 a.m. So there's some other good topics coming up as well.
And tomorrow on the KRFY Morning Show, it's Jack Peterson and Jim Healy. Their guests will be Kathy Chambers and Jennifer Plummer from Kinderhaven. And April, by the way, is Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention Month. So they'll be talking about that and the important work they're doing at Kinderhaven. Mm-hmm. So you can tune in at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning for that show. We're going to go out with a song.
Let's do that.
You want to hear what it is?
Please,
okay.
Tell us.
Well, Brian Wilson, in 2001, they had a big event at Radio City Music Hall honoring Brian Wilson from the Beach Boys. They say he was a genius. And the Beatles, Paul McCartney, said that it's the Beach Boys that inspired the Beatles and their harmonies. And Brian actually scripted all those harmonies out note for note, by the way. And so they say that Pet Sounds was one of the best albums ever made in the history of albums. So we're going to hear a song from that. It's called Barbara Ann.
Okay.
So we hope you have a beautiful day. Have a good day.
Bye
now. Thank you.